Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, where every week our crew of intrepid dipshits blather on about all manner of gaming topics, as if they actually have something useful to say. Really, it is just the worst when it comes to podcasts, but here's an idea. Turn it into a drinking game. Every time they say something stupid, take a drink. But seriously, don't do that. Your liver will thank you.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, I bet you think we're going to talk a lot about Gen Con, huh?
Well, it is, you know, one of the biggest events going on right now.
And since we're doing weekly shows, so we can stay atop and abreast of the newest and freshest information about gaming, yeah, that would seem reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to do that.
Of course not.
No, because we have better news. Well, it depends on your point of view. It's good news, and it's potentially not. All I know is, for those of you longtime listeners to the show, you may have heard of us talk about one Jeremy Hambley in the past.
Oh, yeah.
He's a YouTuber, rather controversial figure behind The Quartering. He used to be behind the YouTube channel MTG Headquarters, which again became Unsleeved Media, and then went under. He only does The Quartering now because, yeah, he's kind of reviled in the tabletop world, pretty much in gaming.
He's an asshat.
He's kind of a schmuck. Let's be honest. He's a dick. They threw him out of the Magic the Gathering community. They don't let him do any licensed or official events. He's banned from all the tournaments and whatnot. He can't even do Friday Night Magic because it's an official part of the Magic the Gathering community. He's not allowed to do those. Basically, they shunned him because he made some very rude comments to some Magic the Gathering cosplayers. Some nice ladies who were going to Magic the Gathering and other card events, cosplaying as Magic the Gathering characters. And he basically was extremely rude to them and made them very upset. So they said, fine, we're not going to cosplay Magic the Gathering anymore. To which Wizards of the Coast said, wait, what? Sorry, no, you were bringing in people to our shows and no, Hambley, you're gone. And I completely agree with what they did.
Yeah, but to hear his side of it, they treated me so poorly. I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, yeah. And then he eventually did. Just recently, I saw a video of his. That's what brought all this up for me. He admitted that, yes, he did mistreat some ladies involved with the Magic the Gathering cosplay community.
Yes,
and that he apologized, but it wasn't enough.
Well, and the thing is how can you deny something when you've recorded it?
Yeah, it was all
and
over
you
Twitter.
Posted it.
No. But, oh, it had nothing to do with
like
the
that.
Game.
No, you just misunderstood. No, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah. Anyway. That's not what we're here to talk about.
I know.
I'm just bringing up that Hambley is where I got this information first, but I have confirmed it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to take one person's word at this. Anyway, on some earlier shows, we talked about how Hambley was very butthurt. But what he brought up in the aftermath of getting thrown out of the Magic the Gathering community was some information he had gotten regarding some gentlemen in the Magic the Gathering judges group.
Mm-hmm.
Who, well, let's just say shouldn't be around children.
No, actually, they're by law not allowed to be around children.
Well, he heard word of one high-level convicted pedophile, then another, and another, and another, and eventually was able to not only track down but confirm 14 different pedophiles in the judge's program. He kept bringing this.
They've got a bit of a problem.
Just a little bit. Now, obviously, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of judges, potentially thousands worldwide. But one is one too many, especially when it's a game where, yes, a lot of adults play. You play, I've played, but there's a lot of children that play this game. Oh, and yeah. Other games in the, you know, CCG group. And a lot of these judges mix over into other groups. So it's kind of an issue. Anyway, he tried bringing it up to Wizards of the Coast, and they didn't want to hear it. He brought it up to the judges program. They didn't want to hear it because, oh, it's just Hambly. He's just, you know, mad at everybody, so he's trying to drag everybody down. And proof was shown, and other people got involved, and they showed the proof, and they went, and eventually, Wizards of the Coast had to say, well, okay, hold on. Look, we don't run the judges program. We're not involved with that. That's a independent thing. But we're going to require at all official Magic the Gathering events, we're going to require that people working there have had background checks, which seems reasonable.
Well, they do it for, like, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yes, they do it for those, but not Magic the Gathering. And you'd thought that reasonable people would have said, okay, it's like $5. You go in, you give your money, they run a background check. You know, it's like $5 to $15. Even 15. 50! I don't care. That's a small price to pay, especially if the event is paying for it, or the judges program is paying for it, or somebody's paying for it. Because these are all volunteers, right? Why should they have to give up money? I don't know. Protect kids? If you've got nothing to hide, pony up your $15 or whatever it is, get a background check, and continue to do what you do. It's just a, like you said, other judges in other games have to do this. What makes you so fucking special?
Well, it's because they're hiding and they don't want to be found.
It's weird. It's like the people running the judges program thought that it was a witch hunt against all of them, when all they were trying to do is clear out some bad apples, which everyone agrees should be done. Oh, wait, no. Some people in the judges program were like, I don't even believe this is surreal. You've seen the actual records. Well, but, and they don't have any answer. So this became this huge schism between Wizards of the Coast and the judges program, because these assholes in the judges program don't want to get background checks. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, how many jobs out there require background checks? If you're handling sensitive information, if you're in contact with children, etc.
Most?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
I know if you're working any kind of security, handling any kind of money, you're around kids, around, you know, mental patients, around elderly, that sort of thing.
Vulnerable.
You have to have a background check.
Vulnerable people and sensitive materials. Yes. You have to have background checks. I have had to have a background check. It's not a big deal. It's just what you got to do. But these are volunteers. They're not making money. Okay, fine. Then either don't volunteer anymore, or two, here's a thought. Pay for a background check.
Well, no, the judges program should be, they're making some money off of this. Otherwise, they can't stay in business. They should be paying for those as part of the, you know, doing business.
You would think so. But, you know, we've covered all this before. The thing is, there was a schism between Wizards of the Coast and the judges program. But things basically were just kind of got quiet. And it seemed to me like, okay, the judges program didn't like it. But Wizards of the Coast said this is the way it is. And, okay, that's just the way it is. They were just gonna, they didn't like it, but they were gonna make it happen. Fine. Until this last week or so, Hambly put out a video. You'd have thought he was a cat who just caught the biggest, fattest rat under the house. He was a smiling asshole. Why? The judges program, as of October 1st, is no more.
Mm-hmm.
They're being replaced by something called the Magic the Gathering Judges Academy. Well, more specifically, the Judges Academy.
Right.
They're going to cover multiple games, but they're starting with Magic the Gathering. They're run by, it's owned by a gentleman who is a longtime person in the Magic the Gathering community. And where was that? Oh, I lost that page. Doesn't matter what his name is. Tim something or other. But he's got a good background, apparently, with running this sort of institution.
All right.
What it is instead of a judge's program, it's a certification. They basically train and certify judges for various games.
Right.
They're there to make sure that you know what you need to know and will be a good and proper judge from everything from your local game store running Friday Night Magic to the biggest professional competitions.
All right.
They've got like 4 different levels of certification, which range between like $100 a year and $400 a year. Yes! Judges have to pay to get certified now. Every year. They're dues to the Judges Academy. And if you don't let your dues, if you let your dues lapse, you're no longer certified. And if you're no longer certified, you can't be a judge. Which
yep.
I find ridiculously funny. Because just last spring, all these guys had to do is plop down their $15 or whatever, get a background check, and move on. Or for the judges program to plop down however much money they would need to get all their judges certified and weed out those who can't be certified, or can't be pass a background check, and boom, all this would have been solved if they hadn't have been a bunch of whiny pricks. And now, if they would like to be judges, if they would like to continue to be judges anyway, pony up nearly 10 times the cost at minimum. I'm sorry. It's funny.
Well, it is funny. But some people don't look at the outcome that could happen. They just want to go back to the status quo because that was easier.
Sure.
That was cheaper.
But here's something. It gets worse. You see, judges have always had to be certified. Generally, they had a free certification for a judge that they would get through the judges program or through Wizards of the Coast. I'm not sure which, but they would, you know, take a free thing and they'd go get certified and they could be a judge. Boom. You just had to prove a certain level of competence to go be a judge. Yay, and you'd work your way up through the judges and, you know, get better certifications, that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, they had different tiers. Fine. Well, this has different tiers. And you have to pay to get the better tiers. Right?
Right.
Now, they play it off as, well, hey, you know, this is now an income stream for our judges because once they get these certifications, they can now charge to be a judge at an event. Like when they, if they're level 4, you know, master certified or whatever judge, they can go to these big, huge events and they can get paid for their time. Or some kid at the local game store can get paid his time, even though he's got a basic certification. But if they want to have Friday Night Magic, they have to have a judge on staff, you know, at the location to be there. So that's part of the rules Wizards of the Coast has put down. If you're going to have an official event, there must be a judge or more depending on the amount of people. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they can now go, okay, everybody coming to Friday Night Magic is going to have to pony up an extra $5, let's say. And that'll go in the pocket of, well, mostly the store owner, but some of it to cover his time would be for the judge. All right.
All right.
Reasonable. But I've been looking over this paperwork and looking over the judge's program, and I see certification here, certification there, this and that, all talking about certifications and what this means for current judges and this and that and how you have to pay your dues and everything. Now, you remember I mentioned before that Wizards of the Coast requires now all judges to have a background check, right?
Right.
That isn't covered by this. They still have to go get their background checks. And since this is only a certifying body, they're not going to pay for it.
Right.
So it fucks the judges twice. I'm sorry. Not to be on the same side with Jeremy Hambley on this, but that's just funny. And it all could have been avoided if they had just said, yeah, you're right. We don't want bad apples in our community either. Let's all get background checks. And just left it at that.
Well, and Wizards of the Coast, being a big business, they need to protect themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
So they're going to go all out for PR purposes and for, you know, protection. They're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're covered.
Oh, yeah.
And so that means the freelance judge is going to be the one paying the costs.
Yeah, because this basically turns them into, instead of just volunteers, they're independent contractors now.
Yep.
And sure, oh, they can make money. The best judges will get the best pay, but all judges will be able to charge something for their time, right? Seems right. Reasonable, but here's the thing. Before, if there was some kid gets diddled in the bathroom at an event, who's going to get sued? Well, the location's going to get sued, whatever the event is, but so is Woods of the Coast, because it was their official event.
Right.
Well, I don't know about you, but you have certifications with your job, right?
Oh, a lot of them.
Now, you're not an independent contractor, but you have these certifications. I have certifications. And if you or I screw up, we're not going to get sued because they may name us in the lawsuit, but in the end, we're covered by our employer. They have insurance for these purposes, and we're okay.
Should be, yeah.
Independent contractors don't.
Right.
So now, pay your certification, pay for your own background checks, and just in case, y'all might want to pick up some insurance, get bonded, do something to protect yourself.
Well, bonding won't really help because I think that's just for money purposes.
You're probably
right.
They're
not handling money, it won't help.
But regardless, let's say some kid accuses them of doing something to them in a bathroom or wherever. Just the fact that they're going to have to go to court and protect their name and all this, and then there's lawsuits and all this that may come down. Because even if they're found innocent, they may still get sued civilly. And without insurance, they could lose everything because they're independent contractors now. They're not covered by the event. They're not covered by Woods of the Coast. Their asses are hanging in the breeze.
Yep.
You know, I'm not even sure if this is going to fly. From what I've seen, there's still a huge uproar because, oh my God, it's so expensive. They're trying to drive the little judges out. And dudes, seriously, this is the only way you're going to get certified. Do you want to continue to be a judge? If you don't, by now, shut the fuck up and go away. Oh, they're all against us. Oh my God. It's all Hambley's fault, maybe. Well, no, he had information brought to him, but regardless, he did kind of go after it like a rabid dog. We all know why.
Yeah, but, you know. He's got to make a point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They hurt him, so he hurt them right the fuck back. And
they basically just, you know, bruised his ego, so he kicked him in the balls.
Indeed. And the ball kickings just keep coming.
Why do you think he's smiling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that video.
It's a gift that keeps on giving for him.
It's been given for over a year. This goes back.
He gets tons of content for his channel.
Yeah.
And he gets to grin knowing that he started this whole thing.
Well, he was one of the first. Somebody else started before him, but when they were ignored, they went to Hambly. So here's the thing, though. This goes back over since as of November, it's going to be 2 years of this drama. And now, October 1st, all those judges, if they want to continue to do the thing they love, better break out their wallets. Or, you know, I'm sure a lot of them are going to get their certifications paid for. There's going to be certain events, especially those that work at game stores. A lot of store owners get their certification so that they don't have to have a judge on staff. They just get certified. So, okay, I'll plunk down $100 for my certification instead of whatever it was before, probably free. I don't know. But they've already done their background check, or if they wanted to keep their DCI license number.
Right.
So they've already got that going. So what's another $100 to $400 or whatever it is, depending on the tier they're going to get? And maybe they pay for some of their employees to get certified. Okay, so a lot of judges are going to get it that way, through their local stores. But a lot of others who aren't affiliated with a particular store or something like that, and the event that they normally go to, the events they go to, aren't going to pay for it. I don't know if Channel Fireball, for example, is going to pay for certifications for their judges, because they do events all over the place, all over North America at least. Are they going to pay for the certifications on all those judges?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not.
They're going to do the same thing. You're a private contractor. If you want to work here, get yourself certified.
And maybe they will be able to pony up some money, because they're going to have judges at their events. But they probably, I would have to guess, are going to have a tiered system. Those who go and get the highest tier certifications are going to get the most money. Those that have the basic, they're only going to be able to pony up some. Maybe they don't pony up money. Maybe they'll go, okay, well, we'll pay for your meals or whatever, you know. We'll make sure that you've got some meals and, you know, some a buffet in the back in a ready room for you guys during your breaks or whatever. And we'll get you some. Ooh, remember, you get your foil cards still. Ooh. Yeah. You can always sell those foil cards. Apparently a lot of people are saying, are we assured the foil cards are going to be good? We might have to sell them to get our licenses. Boo fucking ho. They sell them mostly anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we've rambled on for half an hour almost about that because I'm sorry, that's just amusing.
Well.
Do you have any other thoughts on that?
No, it's just when it's something minor, the more you resist a common sense solution, the more likely it is that the higher ups are going to get involved and it's going to get messy. It's kind of like what's happening with government regulations over loot boxes. You know, I'm just waiting for that to explode in the game manufacturers' faces, because their predatory BS with loot boxes and these pay to win things that they're doing, it's just getting stupid. I mean, like, Activision is now putting they're putting a cash shop where they have a shop in Nitro Team Racing, the Crash Racing.
Mm-hmm.
They said they weren't going to put a cash shop in the game. It was supposed to be the cash shop that was there was going to be, you use the currency that you earn in-game to buy, you know, upgrades and cool things like that.
Cosmetics mostly, but
right.
Yeah.
but now they've put in these roadblocks, making it harder for you to gain currency, etc. But now you can buy currency. We're using real money, cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, companies lie, say they're not going to do something, wait till the good reviews come out, and then they do it anyways. Yeah, it's sad. Yep. But, hey.
I don't know. I don't want government regulation in gaming. But if that's what it takes to stop the EAs and Activisions and all these other greedy little bastards out there, then do it.
Yeah, if that's what it takes.
Let chips fall where they may, we'll move on from here.
Anywho, Gen Con just happened.
Yes, it did.
And I know we're pretty much out of time, but I did note that... Where'd it go? Did I close that? Oh, yeah. There's various games that have come out. You know, of course, there's always new games that come out at Gen Con, and big upcoming games are going to make a big splash. Video games, board games, card games, yada, yada, yada. I've been looking over stuff, seeing what's coming out, and it's like, yeah, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Only a few things really caught my eye this year, and there's a new Fantasy Flights game regarding, what was
Marvel?
That? No, not the Marvel one, the Arkham.
Oh, yeah.
Gen Con.
Arkham Asylum?
No, where was that again? I hate when I close my browser and lose my place.
Well, speaking of browser games, I heard that the original Diablo is now it's a browser game, and it's the full game that you can play on your browser, even on a mobile phone. You just need to, there's a code that you can pull from the original game. If you have it, you can use that code to get it downloaded onto whatever device you want to play it on.
Huh.
But they've said it's the entire game. And if you don't have that code, you can download it on a shareware, but you only get you get to play the warrior, and you only get to play for the first two levels. So, I mean, it's severely restricted.
Why did they list that when it's not even on there? That's stupid. But I did find my link. There it was. Anyway, I know. So professional. Anyway, Arkham Horror. That was the game I was thinking of. They've got a new version of Arkham Horror coming called Arkham Horror Final Hour. And it's a cooperative game in the Arkham Horror style. Only instead of being ridiculously expensive with all the main game and all the expansions and hundreds of dollars you have to put into it to have the complete game, and it takes all night, this is more focused towards casual play and is pretty much going to be able to be played in an hour or less.
Hmm.
So definitely something I would look into, because I always liked the idea of Arkham Horror, because, you know, I'm a big, you know, Call of Cthulhu, H.P. Lovecraft fan. Love those sort of games, you know, but I'm not going to put $300-$400 into a board game. I'm just not. This kind of solves that problem and actually might make a bit of a resurgence for Fantasy Flight games. Because, yeah, okay, yeah, the people that really love Arkham Horror, they're still going to go after those other games. This is kind of a gateway game. If you like this one, well, maybe you'd like to try the original with all of its expansions. If you like more complexity, more depth, massive amounts of expansions, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that Warhammer game we were talking about, last week?
Yeah.
That maybe this is 2019, the year of the gateway board game. Which is fine. You know, whatever works.
Yeah.
And oh look, Pathfinder 2.0 is officially out. Let me see if I'm going to run right out and buy that. Oh no, my legs don't seem to be working. Yeah. Thanks, no. I have 5th edition. D&D. I got Pugmire. I've got half a dozen other games that I'd rather play than Pathfinder.
I mean, I'd join in a game of Pathfinder, but I wouldn't buy all the books.
No. And I apologize for that. I got you guys involved with Pathfinder, and everybody went and bought the Pathfinder books. We all paid a lot of money buying a bunch of Pathfinder books.
And we played it for a while, though.
We did. On like and off for over a year. But still, that was a wee bit of a waste.
I don't think so.
I mean, if y'all want to go buy Pugmire books, please, by all means.
No, thank you.
They're not that expensive, and man, that's a good game. Okay, the last game wasn't as fun as I hoped, but...
Well, you know how we are with investigation-type games.
And I'm laying some groundwork.
We're not very good at it.
Y'all did fine. Anyway, I know, we're late, but still. There's news out of Gen Con. We didn't go. It's 2/3 of the way across the nation from us.
And I have a work schedule I need to keep.
True. And even if I had the time, I don't even make it to PAX in Seattle. That's 4 hours up the road.
Yep.
So, yeah, as much as I would love the idea of going to Gen Con, wow, that's like the mecca for board and tabletop gamers, and although it's quickly becoming taken over by video games. But whatever. It's a big, huge thing. It's been going for so long, and oh, everybody's got to go to Gen Con. Maybe once I'm retired, someday. Maybe. Probably not.
Probably not.
That's a lot of walking, and I'd have to leave my house.
Well, there is something to be said for that.
Yeah. It's hard enough to get me to go across town to your house. Anyway, so guess that's about it. Till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you got this far. I'm impressed. Also, if you decided to play the drinking game, please get yourself to a hospital right away. No human should ever drink that much alcohol. If you actually enjoyed this travesty of a podcast, please drop by our website at scoreme.com, which could inspire a drinking game of its own.